26th of July, Rabbi Shragi Kanas, Basavachal of Milchik and Fleshik.
Sign says, Milchiks and Fleshiks. And Be'emis, the lochas that we'll talk about today, are lochas that are not for the Rabbanim, also for the Rabbanim. But there's a certain chelek of milchiks and fleshiks, of basavachal of, that the other end of the opposition, everybody has to know. I mean, a lot of people, like we spoke a little bit yesterday, Basar B'chalav, not only did they have a mental block, but they think Basar B'chalav, that's for the Rabbanim. The Shiloh, you know, the splatters, this, that, the Shiloh, the wrong path, this, that. That's for the Rabbanim. But there's a chelik of Basar B'chalav, which is just as much a part of every Yid's life, is brachas and tefillas, everything else. Shabbos. These are more, we'll see in a minute, maybe extensions, but it's more the Rabbanim Shabbat. Chazal made a list, Mamisha, Ranske Moritz, Gemara B'chalav, Gemara Chulin, Kuv Gimel, Kuv Dalet, Kuv Hei, Gemara Psalchin, Gemara Psalchin, Lamidvav, Gemara a few places. There are many, many Drabbanans. Drabbanans, they were afraid. Chazal wanted to safeguard that you shouldn't come the day Basar B'chalav. And it's interesting, the Chumas are not basically Rav of Yeridei, Rav of the Sugis of Yeridei, Simen Pei Ches, Simen Pei Tes, Simen Pei Zayin, Mar Zayin, Alokha, Simen Tari Zayin, where it talks about Fleishik Abed and Milchik Abed. And these were the big Ikar Alokha, the Drabbanans that a person has to know to make sure to stay away from Chalila to the Raisis. Meaning today we're going to talk about the situations, the Lechatchila situations of Basar B'chalav, how not to get into a Basar B'chalav situation. The rest of the Basar B'chalav situation, the Rabbanans, the Isis, excuse me, the Shilas, those are the B'diyavits. If a person accidentally, this got onto this, and the meat went onto that, and the cheese, that time, that's a Shilas for the Rabbanan. But the Shilas will talk about the day of the Chathchila. How does a Yid 24/7? What about the 6-hour halachas? Is it the halachas between the milchiks and fleishiks? Fleishiks and milchiks? What are you allowed to have on the same table at the same time? So, Bez Hashem, these halachas. And first of all, before the mental block, every Yid has to know these halachas. Every girl, every boy, every child, every adult, everybody. What the kids tonight, right? Everybody has to know these halachas. These halachas that are kol beis yisrael. So first of all, I'll tell you, mamish, the kids are mamish. Some deraisas, which are the negeya. What's negeya? A yid from Basar B'chalav deraisa. But we know Basar B'chalav deraisa. Who's eating Basar B'chalav deraisa? What's the negeya? So I'll tell you, there are three psokim. The Bible knows already. There's an isser achila, forbidden to eat Basar B'chalav. There's an isser hanoi, not allowed to get enjoyment, some kind of pleasure from Basar B'chalav. And there's also an isser bishul, not allowed to cook Basar B'chalav. You can't eat a kochim Basar B'chalav. Where's the kama yid? Will cook such a thing. So I'll give you a couple of examples. I got a shayla a few months ago. A yid asked me, he was asking a certain child that came out from that child, a different child. He gets a bag, the Goyish worker gives him a bag and tells him, on your way, he's going out of the office for a minute, could you just throw that bag into the microwave? Just throw it into the microwave on your way to the, he's going to the bathroom, could you just throw the bag into the microwave? The worker is a guy, he gives him a bag, inside that bag, don't know what's in that bag, perhaps in that bag is a chicken, perhaps it's a cheeseburger, perhaps it's just some chazer. So if it's chazer, it's not a problem, you're allowed to cook chazer. If it's chicken, it's also not a problem, you're allowed to cook trade chicken. But what if in that bag is a cheeseburger? Or what if in that bag was something that was fleishiks, that was cooked in a milk and kapat, a ben yayimai? Then that's inside there, it's basar b'chalav. Basar b'chalav, you put it into a microwave, it's a shayla deraisa. Why do I say it's a shayla? It's a shayla, because b'emes is not so pashut that microwave, cooking in a microwave, has a din of an issa deraisa, basar b'chalav, because being into all the rate of basar b'chalav, of bishul in microwaves, is it called a real bishul? But at least it's sopik deraisa. Shulchan Aruch paskins is sopik deraisa, and Zimun Pei Zayim, when he discusses chomei tveria, a form of cooking, which is not necessarily considered a bishul. So this would be at least the same sopik. No, else it's a sopik, I don't know what's inside the bag, but that already Rebbe Kiva deals with. And he says, yeah, but the suffix, it's 100% either mutter, 100% either atzer. We don't say necessarily such a thing. It's called a suffix tigresha. I'll go find him this person. I told him he has to stop pushing. Can't do it. I have to tell him, I'm sorry. How are you going to get out of it? That's his problem. My job is to answer the shiloh, not to get out of his problems. That's number one. Another example of cooking basar b'chalav, is kim ta'yid, the cook basar. It goes to a cooking school. Now, the cooking school is a baisai. So people didn't have another school, so they need more school. They go to cooking school. In cooking school, so they make ziti parmesan. They make chalupches with parmesan. They make, you know, meat, parmesan with cheese. And they cook, and that's part of their thing. They have to know how to cook these things. To cook such a thing would be an iser deraisa of bishul basar dechalav. That's talacha. If the meat was non-kosher animal, so then it wouldn't be an iser of cooking of basar dechalav. It's only, but usually it's regular beef, and a beef is, even though it's not necessarily geshachtin, and it's not necessarily, it could be it's treif, but it's certainly treif, but it doesn't make a difference because the meat comes from a kosher animal. To cook such a thing would be an iser of bishul basar dechalav. Okay. Two cases. A third case, not so, the guy asks, you know, he gets the Nisa Ana. What comes to Nisa Ana? So the Paiskim, they talk about stocks. Can you own stocks in Chometzik of things on Pesach? Can you own stocks in Burger King, in McDonald's, in these places? Can you own stocks? A lot of Paiskim. Because they say he doesn't have a real ownership. He's just somebody who gets a dividend. You saw a Kedoshim, some people are Machmir. But a more common case of Hanah, of Vasa B'chalav, is he accidentally cooked by mistake the milk in a Fleishu Kapat. These things happen. A mishap. And he cooked by mistake and it's Gival. And he goes, oh, he tells us it's a Ben Yoimai. It was within 24 hours there was hot milk inside that pot. And now there's meat inside that pot. So this food is 100% true. You were over b'shoygig and bishul basar b'chalav, according to the Prima Gadim, in two places, even though you're cooking with blias, number one. Number two, if he eats it, chas b'shalom, rachmanu tzol, that's an isa da'itab, achilos basar b'chalav. If he goes and he says, you know what, it's a shod of the geld, I'm going to give it to the goyish worker, it's a shod of the geld. So that is considered an isa of hanos basar b'chalav, kimifu in paisis and psachim, and achuf alafam and beis. Because in such a case, he's getting a no. You're giving it to the guy. Why? Maybe it's so friendly? I hope not. That would be an issa to rice of loisichon name. That's a bad that we hope he's not doing it to be friendly with the guy. The reason he's giving it to the guy is because he wants the guy to work harder. He wants the guy to work better. In such a situation, that would be an issa hanoi of baser bichalov. Maybe even a deraisa. Perhaps even a deraisa. I'll tell you another case. He thinks to himself, you know, he sees this nice friendly dog walking down the street. So he said, you know, well, I'll give it to the dog. No. So he said, say the point, say chuba to us about this. He differentiates. Maybe if it's your dog, for sure it's a problem. That's about the hana. You know, they sell these, I don't know, I'm not pecan, they look like Cocoa Puffs to me. All this dog food stuff, I don't know. And he goes to the store, and he buys this Cocoa Puff looking thing, and he thinks to himself, it's good for the dogs, right? And he doesn't realize that it might be basar b'chalav. They cook them together, basar b'chalav. And nowadays, they can't use horse meat. So they're using grade A beef, mad cow disease, nonetheless. Malcolm, basar b'chalav de'raisa. To feed that to your dog is an isana. We'll leave the isurei deraisa on the side. Now we'll go bez Hashem Isbarach to the isurei derabanan of the chatchilas. The Chazal kept the yid away from basar b'chalav. The first is in Siman Peizayin. There it discusses the inyanim of maris ayin. We can't go into this because it's a big topic. It's a broader topic. But these halachas are brought in your day of Peizayin. The Chazal were afraid even of things that look like basar b'chalav. You know, types of milk which aren't really milk. Power of milk, for example, mother's milk. Power of milk, but to cook it together with meat, that would be a problem of eating it, not the rice, of course. But the Rabbanan Meir Sayin, I'll just give you one case. One case, because we want to just have a mention of every single place that we find the Rabbanan, some kind of a mention. One case, the non-dairy creamers, at the end of a meal, this is the common Negea case, a non-dairy creamer, at the end of a meal, he had a fleishik meal on Shabbat Kodesh. Chalent, man, fleishik galore. And then afterward, he wants to have himself a coffee with a non-dairy creamer. So we can say, hey, it looks like milk, right? So the many reasons why the preiskim are makel, and I'm just bringing out the reason so that you tain lachach and beyetkim, that he can maybe apply them to other cases. One reason the preiskim are makel is that we don't make a maris ayin on something which is known to the oilam. It's a roi. Many people, when they see this milk, they don't automatically assume that this is milk. They know already that there's a concept in the world of non-dairy creamer. So my first reaction is not, this is milk. And the person's eating milk says, I don't like this reason so much. I don't know. When I see milk, my first reaction is what? My first reaction, it's milk. That's my first reaction. I might know he's a firm person and he would never be eating basar b'chalav, but that doesn't take you out of the problem of maris ayin, because you can cancel maris ayin then for firm eating if that would be a heter. So I don't know, that heter I don't like so much. I tell you a heter which we do like. This is brought down in the Tisrei Tumim Yod Hei, and I saw other places can bring the same thing, same idea, is that the only time that they made a maris ayin is when you're eating the meat and the milk together. For example, the fake milk, the mother's milk, eating together with the chicken even, or the meat for that matter, eating it together. That's because that's the real chomer deraisa tikka basar b'chalav. But let's say it's eating milk after meat. which is not the Raisa. We'll talk about that in a moment. It's not the Raisa. It's the Rabbanon. So in such a case, that's already, Chazal said, we're not going to be goyser. We don't have the meat on the table. We're not going to be goyser. In that case, the Maris Ayin, in a situation where he's eating the milk after, we don't know what went on a minute ago, because we don't see the meat in front of us. So if you're having a coffee, and there's no meat on the table, but there's a Maris Ayin, why? Because maybe someone knows that your fleishik's that far, we don't necessarily make a din maris ayin. So that's why Paiskim HaMeikam, Yisrael Kedoshim, sometimes they like to leave. I saw the Baruch Shulchan bring down such a concept. Bring the milk and put it on the table, and that would be considered enough of a hecker. Can we put that concept also in Yodadeya, Simin Peyit Peyda. Simin Peyches! What's the same Simin Peyches? Who are with this Ayid? Ayid down to these halachas. Sometimes you see people, I don't know why. Why these halachas aren't as well known as the 6-hour halachas we'll go through in a moment. There, I'm just going to have to come and say coolest, right? Because those halachas, you know, the chumras of 6 hours. But these halachas, there's halachas in the Beichas, a Mishnah chulin, that you're not allowed to eat milk or vice versa, meat, on a table that has on it the opposite gender. So if on that table there's milchiks, you're not allowed to be eating fleishiks at that time. He said, you know, a person doesn't realize these halachas. I think some people think that this halacha is only, I come to somebody eating over there, I'm eating over here, he's eating milchiks, I'm eating fleishiks. So that's some maybe some mistake came from feeling that's awesome. You're eating milchiks, I'm eating fleishiks, and we have to do something. We have to make a hecker between us, we'll see in a moment, or we have to have a different tablecloth, we'll see in a moment. But the halacha boys, it's not true. That case, we'll see in a minute, is more kuladik. There's a more chumadik case if you're by yourself and you're having milk, chocolate, anything, milk, chocolate, or fleishiks. Or something, and on the table is the opposite. It is forbidden to eat at that table. And so much so is it forbidden to eat. Isn't this a drabbanon? The same is said, you know, there is a drabbanon of eating. You know, when anybody comes in, you know, okay, you know, there's a chicken and cheese and you eat it together. So, come on, it's only drabbanon. Chicken, eating chicken and cheese together is drabbanon. It's the same drabbanon that came along and said, this is also awesome. It's awesome to eat milk at a table, be it milk, be it a bowl of cereal, and on that table is fleishiks. Sometimes a person doesn't even realize these things. That's the first thing, is this halacha and chukunar in your day. That's the first. Satan's Rabbi Sai. This halacha, it's interesting. It comes out, we're more machmir on this. Let's say there'd be a goy at the table with you. He's eating treif. Then the Paiskim says, no problem. You can eat at the table with the guy who's eating treif. Why? Because the whole problem is, I'm afraid, says the Gemara, he's going to come, he's going to take that person's food up here. You see the way Rashi learns that about the Gemara. He's going to come and take that person's food, and he might eat it while he's eating the milchits, or he might come to cook it together. He's eating fleishiks. He might come to eat milchits. But if I'm eating across with a guy, I have nothing to worry about, the place can say. I would never chalila b'chas touch his food. His food is treif. So there's nothing to worry about if you're eating at a table with a person who's eating non-kosher food, or a person who's eating, or a person who's a guy b'chlal. Some place can even make them if the guy is eating milchiks and I'm eating fleishiks. I would never in a million years touch the guy's food. I would never, so I don't have to worry. So the place can say in that case, it could be you can eat at a table. I'm not suggesting eating at a table with a guy, but in a situation where he's eating at a table with a guy, so then maybe in that case he doesn't need to make some kind of a hecker, some kind of a divider in between him, because I'm not going to come to take the milk that he's eating. I would never touch the food of a guy. No, I'll see more examples of place like this, but this we see, this is the halacha. The person has to know, well, Marshall, the place can say, what if I am fleishiks right now, I'm fleishiks, and at the table I'm not eating meat right now, and now I'm eating lakshin, I'm eating potato kugel, I'm eating power now, but I'm in my 6 hours. I'm within, when I say today, of course, the word 6 hours, I define that for the Yek is 3 hours, but I'll just say six, for the sake of the Pashtus, 6 hours. I'm in the middle of my 6 hours right now. And I'm at a table, and there's a chocolate bar over there, a milchik chocolate bar. Are you allowed to eat at that table? Or do you have to maybe take that chocolate off the table? You can't eat at the table. I'm afraid he's going to take, because if he takes that chocolate, he's going to be over on the halacha of eating that chocolate within his 6 hours. Here, if you say, but other Paiskim are nakel on this. Because the worst in Erech Halila, if he takes that chocolate and eats the chocolate, is he's over on a drabbanon, which is a drabbanon up to that he might come to eat it together. It's far away. Chazal weren't geyser in this case. They were only geyser if he's eating meat at the table right now, and if he eats that meat at the table, then he'll come to eat the milk at the same time. That's when Chazal were geyser. But not if the fellow is fleishik. The Aruch HaShulchan says, we're machmir, even if he's eating a fleishik of potato, you know, potato that was in the cholim pot. That's fleishik. So you think, well, it's not a piece of meat, right? No. In that case, also, he's got cholim, no meat left in the cholim, b'chlal, only fleishik of potatoes. Still, He's not allowed to eat at that table, give a tayrim in a moment. But he wouldn't be allowed to eat at that table if there's milk on that table. I once asked the Kohen Rav Eliashiv, what if you have on the table, the bag is closed? Eretz Yisrael, they sell milk in a bag. I don't know if you've seen this in this country. They sell milk in a bag. No? So what? That milk in the bag, it's on the table, and it's sealed. It's sealed. You know, by the time I come, I open up that bag. You know, it's like, I'm not Israeli. I don't know how to open up that. The Israelis, they go, right? They know how to open up that. I don't know how to open the bag. But me, wait, the milk is flying everywhere. By the time I come to open up that bag of milk and have the cup of milk with my burger, right, I'm hopefully going to remember. And, you know, that's why I have the Melech. Shall go basis. I'll answer a beast. But Melech, if I open up this bag, it's closed, the bag. So maybe that's enough of a hecker. And Rav Eliashiv said, nay, that's not a hecker. Chazal said that if there's milk on the table, Chazal didn't differentiate if that milk is in a closed bag or not in a closed bag. If there's milk on the table, so then you are not permitted to eat the fleishiks and vice versa. That's the law. I ask, what about raw? What about raw meat on the table? You're eating your Cheerios on the table. Milk, the milk with milk and dust and everything. And then on the table right next to you is a piece of raw meat. Right? Sorry, you know, the Gemara said that already raw meat is edible. There's a discussion about the mooks and dust and whatever. But come on. Nobody's going to eat the raw meat. That even Rav Eliashiv said, thus, ulai, one could be maple in that. Rav Eliashiv's lashon was ulai of them can maple. Because that's already, he's not going to come to eat that, albeit that the Chazal tells nowadays with Chalal, the Arkashukun says, 98 years ago, who eats raw meat? It's not called edible, it's not called food, I won't come to eat it. That already I could be maple. I'm going to ask my friends here, the Talmidei Chachamim, from what we said last night. Let's say I'm at a table, and I'm eating myself fleishiks, mamish fleishiks, meat. Beef, great A. And then on the other side of the table is a pan. You ready for this? In that pan is the lakshin from last night. You like that? The lakshin from last night in a milchika ben yoimai pan. Okay, milchika ben yoimai pan. Lakshin is power. We talked about this last night, whatever. And I'm eating now fleishiks. So do I have to get that lakshin off the table? That lakshin on the table, that's you know, you can't eat that with meat. We discussed this last night. You know, can I eat that at the same table? So the halacha over here, say the poiskim, here you could be makel. You know why? Because since it bidi evid, it got mixed. What did we see last night? That lakshin, which is in the pan, even since it's a milchika lakshin, even if it's a ben yoimai lakshin, since bidi evid, if it were to get milk mixed with the fleishiks, would I be allowed to eat that meat? I'd be allowed to eat it with the lakshin mamish. Even though it was cooked, I'd still be allowed to eat it mamish. So then we're not going to make our gzeda in a case where the evid, if it got mixed together, that it's going to still be mutter. Then we did not make our gzeda. Okay, and now I'm going to tell you a chiddush. You know, there's a bad fellow, his name is the onion. Oh, it's a bad fellow. The onion, this you have to tell, you got to go, you know, I told my bachar, my talmidim, I see a few of them over here, but my talmidim, no. You know, there's like three things they have to tell the girl on the first date. The date is like a chasisha b'shodo. The first thing you have to tell her on the date is something with Amir la'akam. You have to tell her when Ben HaShemashis comes, you know, even if I'm not home from shul, get it going. Don't wait, because then that's when it gets bigger problems, Amir la'akam. So the first thing, even if I'm not home, I didn't tell. The second thing you have to tell her, you have to have a power of a knife. You know, before you go out, we have to know where to go. You know, the first thing you have to tell her on the date, we have to have a power of a knife in the house. Right? If she's not saying that, then we can go to the next bite. Why do you have to have a power of a knife in the house? Because all of, why is Kallis up there? Because I know these guys, they're going to come back and ask me all the shinies. Okay? So then why do I have to suffer every single time she accidentally caught an onion or something sharp, a radish or this, with a fleishik knife, with a milchik knife, and then accidentally put it into a fleishik pan, a milchik pan? And we're very, very serious about this, Avoy Sai. Because if you accidentally cut a cucumber with a fleishik, a clean knife, mishkefelich, right? Take it, a clean knife, mishkefelich, you take it, you put it into the milk, it's no kefelich, right? But an onion, and we're not going into the whole topic today, but an onion, which is a sharp food, or radish, or garlic for that matter, they have tremendous koichos. Number one, they can bring back bleas from the dead. You haven't used this knife in 20 years. Yeah? 20 years you haven't used this knife. And the onion, and it's got fleshic of bleas in there, deep, deep, dead, unburied. You cut the onion, we paskin laloche, that onion is now a piece of meat. That onion is fleishiks. Number one, you take that onion, you go and put that. It's not by nuts and it's cold. It doesn't make a difference. Davar Charif is new rules. New rules. You take that onion, you accidentally put that onion into a milk like a pan or whatever, Cal's getting a phone call, it's going to be a headache. No, I don't need it. So you have to have a power of a knife. You have to have a power of a knife. She's not willing to accept it. You get up, you leave. I said, you have to have a power of a knife, and you cut your vegetables with power of a knife. Power of a cutting board too, said the Chochmas Adam. We don't want to get into shilas. Power of a knife, power of a cutting board. That's the law. Number one. But what does that have to do with our sugya? But our sugya, very, very important. So what happens? You ready for this? I'm at the table. You ready for this? I'm eating meat. I want to ask this question to the Melech Shel Kol Beis Yisrael. I'm at the table. I'm eating meat right now. On the other side of the table, it's a salad. That the onions in that salad, yeah, they were cut with a milchik knife. Okay? Yeah, I mean, a milchik knife, you know, a milk that was once used for hot milk. It wasn't used in 24 hours, huh? If you take that onion and mix it with this meat, that'll be asr gan. Not b'diyavid kosher. That'll be asr gan mer. That'll be eating basr b'chol. That's how we paskin. So that's what the answer. In such a case, are you allowed to eat at the table? It's not real meat. Come on. It's not really meat, yeah? The answer to that is asr. Because if you'll come by mistake, take those onions and put it with the meat, so then the meat would be awesome, so you won't be allowed to sit at the table with such meat. Okay. Now, but it's like, there's a lot of things. I have to get to many, many topics tonight, but just a few more musagim over here. A few more musagim. Re'yoshiv tachatza eitz v'chelu. Pektalev aryeh. He says, Avraham Shulchan Aruch, Abikiv Eger brings in the other day, in the Becha. He says, why is Avraham Avinu standing under the tree while they're eating over there, the milk, some flesh, and stuff? What's he doing over there, Avraham Avinu? I was up there. He says, Avraham Avinu was a shoymer. He wanted to make sure there was milchiks out on the table there, and there was fleishiks out on the table there. Like Aryeh says, he was sitting there making sure those malachim, that they don't eat, that they don't, you know, go and grab from the milk and grab from the flesh. The Rebbe Kivager says, no way. Shomer doesn't work. He has different shot. We'll see different shot later. He says, no way. If you have milk on the table and you're eating fleishiks or vice versa, a shomer doesn't even work. Now, what does work? A hacker. A hacker works. But I'm going to tell you about my friends, the Bacharim. Bacharim. I once gave this shiur to Bacharim. So I told Bacharim, bullshit. What do? You take a hacker. What's a hacker? You have to take something which is not normally on the table, right? You put it on the table, and then, you know, I have the fleishiks over here, I have the milchis over here, I put a hacker, I'm going to see, you know, an Ajax can, right? I'm going to see, you know, I see an iron on the table, right? And I'm going to put, you know, it's over there, and I see it. So obviously, I'm going to remember, hey, why is that there? Ah, it must be reminding me, don't go and take that milk. I need the milk while you're eating the fleishiks. It's going to remind me, it's a hacker, and it's simple, right? So I gave the shiur, a bunch of bugs, so it was going to be like a half canal. I go, what's this? What's the game? What do you mean? Why is an iron? Why is an Ajax can? Why is that strange on the table? What are you talking? So then I started laughing. You know, it's not even a joke. That a hacker for a person who on his table, you know, somebody tells me, what's he use as his hacker? He uses a cell phone, right? That's someone called. He abuses a cell phone, right? He puts his cell phone on the table. Is that a hacker? I said, not. Is that going to be a hacker? He has his cell phone on the table all the time. Is that going to remind him anything? Absolutely not. Absolutely. I once asked Sister Chaykinyevsky, he told me a different reason why his cell phone won't work. I guess he didn't realize that people have their cell phones on the table. He said, a different reason. He said, what do you mean? You're going to come to answer the phone, right? And then your hacker's going to be gone. How could you have a movable hacker? That's not a hacker. Obviously, okay, right? So I said, yeah, but what about an Ajax can? So he wants Ajax, right? But what about an Ajax can in a buffer dero? Ain't gonna work. If that's normal to be on the table, right? So but the buffer said to me, what about another buffer? Right? So another buffer said, no, that's not gonna help. But said, you know, we have a problem here. This buffer's also on the table all the time. I don't know. I'll go punt it. But that way, you get the point of my side. You have to have something on the table which is not normal to be on the table, and then we can be mako with a hacker. Now, this is a cool I'm saying, because Bishlamut is two people at the table, so I have a hacker, and I have the other person, and he'll also remind me not to eat. That for sure works. But the paiskim are mako, chavshayim, other paiskim are mako, even in a situation where it's just me, myself at the table. See, it's worse. That's what I'm trying to bring out. We didn't know him when we started. We thought, what? When I'm eating myself, it's a problem? No, that's for sure a problem. But the chiddush is that also will work if you have a hacker on the table. Another, of course, it also works if you have a separate tablecloth. If you have a separate tablecloth, you put down a tablecloth, that also will be considered. Does the hacker have, that will be considered enough of a hacker to remind him? Does he have to have a size to the hacker? Hacker, does it have to be a certain size? Dr. Chiva, it's much more than Dr. Chiva, that has to be a size. It has to be something which is sizable. These halachas are the same halachas really as Hilchas Nida. It has to be a certain size so that you realize it. But the Lashon Shulchan Aruch is not like that. A lot of Priskim are Medayik, it just says a kol shu. If you have something there that's going to remind you, you have to know what reminds you. You have to know yourself what things remind you. We can't go into all the sugidai now, but you have to know which things remind the person to not go and take the milk from the other side of the table. Okay, I'll leave it like that. Agav, what if I'm sitting at one part of the table and I can't reach all the way to the other end of the table? There, the Priskim are Meikol. Because again, by the time he gets up, that already is a chiddush. Compared to what we said about chiddush, some Priskim are Machim. If I did see that wave of the Priskim are Meikol in that case, because we say that he's going to remember and he's going to stop himself, because it's only something he can reach. It's only something that he's able to reach. One more case, Abayisai. The Shevet HaKahasi in Chelek Hesim Kuflam Gimel's Meikol on silverware. On the table is Fleishik of silverware. I'm eating Milchiks. Fleishik of silverware on the table. I'm eating Milchiks. I'll eat in the silverware. But there's Milchiks, the silverware is on the other side of the table. Can you eat at that table? The Shevet HaKahasi is Meikol because it's already too far. You know, even if you would put the food inside the plate, it wouldn't necessarily be treif. It's Shevet and Shlishis not, and if it could be cold. So therefore, in that case, it's only Aser if it is a food. Can I tell you a Shaila? I had this discussion today with my son. My son is 3 years, 2 years old, and how many months? 8, 9 months. The Dabsharon's next month. The kids, I had this conversation with my son. He was sitting at the table. He was drinking the baby bottle. He drank a baby bottle with milk. Right? And I was sitting at the table and I was having fleishiks. And I said to my son, I said, you know, it's a problem if two of us sitting together like this. So my son said, my son, he said to me, Pa, what do you think? You're going to take the milk from your baby? The baby you touch, you take the milk from your son? What's wrong with you, Ta? Right? So I started to think to myself, what would be if I have drinking the coffee and, you know, and no one was looking, of course, and no one was looking and I didn't have milk for my coffee. Right? So I go, grab the milk, a little bit. No, wouldn't you do the same thing? Wouldn't you do the same thing? So I think it might be a problem. I think that also might be a problem, even the baby thing. But then my son, he has to cook. He says, where am I sitting? He's sitting over there. He's not sitting at the table. He's sitting in a high chair. It's only not at the same table. It's only us to say chazal if we're at the same table. If he's sitting in his table, I'm sitting in my table, it's not us there. No, there he goes, he's right, his son is right. Another case like that, the airplane. You're sitting, your wife is having milk, you're having fleishiks. Is it? Right? So there's a problem. You're sitting right next to each other. It's a problem, right? The answer is, it's not a problem. Why? Because two separate tables. Chazal only asked if it's shulchan echa. That's when chazal made these isurim. No. What about fish? Says the Nevi Yehuda. I notice that sometimes I see that people, they don't successfully get the fish off the table. You know, there's always like one fish plate left and this and that when you have the cholim coming onto the table. Is that a problem? So that the Paiskim, the Nevi Yehuda, he says, nah, you don't have to be machmer on this. You know why? Because who's the Mishigener? Who's going to take fish while he's eating meat? He knows that's dangerous. When it comes to halacha, the person forgets himself. But when it comes to sakane, a yid lives. If Chazal told us that fish and meat is dangerous, so the Nagid, when he sees that, he sees poison. Who's the Mishikiner? Who's going to go and take the fish while he's eating the meat? So the Nagid, even if you have fish on the table while you're eating the meat, says the Nagid of Yehuda, that one can be Meikol. Let's go weiter, boysa. Look, we have so much to do. I don't know what to do. We have so much to do. Peites! We touched the iceberg of these things, boysa. Tein lechechem, yechem. Let's be smarter after. But the next halachas, peites. I think Dalai knows these halachas. 6 hours, what am I going to talk about? Don't have anything to talk about. Sit down. I'll tell you, Gemara. The Gemara talks about Atana, Amayra, Ma'okfa, I think he was. Ma'okfa comes, he says, me, Kenegad, Makalapi, my father, I'm like vinegar, the son of wine. Vinegar, the son of wine, Vasachbin. My father, when he used to come to Fleishiks and Milchiks, he was like the Arizal, my father. He used to wait 24 hours. You know, if he had Fleishiks one day, he wouldn't have Milchiks until 24 hours later. Me, I can't do that. I wait Suda Chada. We'll see what that means in a moment. I wait one Suda. We'll see what that means in a moment. I have a kasha. What's the big deal? What's the big deal? So we're talking about an Amoira. Boy said these guys were able to fly and do Tchias Amesim, right? So what's the big deal? He can't wait 24 hours. He can't wait for his chocolate bar. Just wait 24 hours. Well, we're talking about people that can do Tchias Amesim, my boy said. So why can't he just wait? He's telling us a big story to Chaim Shulevitz. He wasn't holding on that madriga. My father was Ayid, was Gehalt. He was holding on that madriga that by him that he should wait 24 hours between Fleishiks and Milchik. By me, it would be just them being Toifis and Chumba. I have to get to that level. I'm not holding by that level. Okay, I'll compare him. So what was Taka Dalacha? What was Dalacha? He said, I'll wait one Suda. The Rif, the Rambam, the Rashba, the Svarish Poskim, the Gedolei Olam, the Achrei Shulchan Aruch included the Mechaber. They say that what does it mean Suda Chadah? The way the meals in the times of Chazal were from 1.6 hours later was the next meal, the morning meals were called. They had two meals, and the next meal was 6 hours later. And the Shulchan Aruch Bereishim with the Shulchan Aruch the Rambam with the Svarish Poskim, they paskin Alacha that the amount of time you have to wait between Fleishik to Milchitz is a Gemara. The way they learn it's a Gemara. It says 6 hours, and I'm going to explain this very simple, very important. Last night we were nice to the Sfardim. We were making on the Sfardim, remember last night. Today we mean to the Sfardim. Because to the Sfardim, this halacha is a din derabbanan. It's a din. They have to wait 6 hours, and a lot of the coolers we're going to say are not going to apply. What do I mean? Because this is a different shita. A shita of the Rabbeinu Tam, the Mordechai Rabbi, the Ashkenazi Shepaiskim will call them. The Ashkenazi Shepaiskim put down really in the Rambah, in Simon Beites. They hold the halacha, how long do you have to wait between Fleishiks to Milchiks? We're talking that way first. Fleishiks to Milchiks. How long do you have to wait between Fleishiks and Milchiks? So they say, Sudachada, you know what it means? It means all you have to do is bench. That's the way they learn. Some Shayinim say an hour, but most of those Shayinim, the Bali Taisim, say all you have to do is bench. Hear this? He just had a challenge. All you have to do is bench, say goodbye to that Suda, wash your mouth out. It's not going to be worse than the other way, Milchitz to Fleishik. Wash out your mouth, clean your hands, make sure you're all clean, and then you can go straight to the Milchitz. How do we paskin? Don't paskin like that, Rabbi Yisai. Comes on Gamba, he says, Meikra Din. Meikra Din, really, that's how we hold. Meikra Din, we hold that really an hour would have been enough, or maybe it's just enough to bench. That would have been enough. If you wash out your mouth and wash your hands, that would have been enough. But the minig, says Rama with strong words, you know, the Oivan, this minig, get bitten by snakes and dogs. Scary things, Rama writes over there. But he said, but the minig is that we wait 6 hours. 6 hours, in other words, Medina, we'll see why it's a big enough gemina in a moment. But Medina, the halach is how long you have to wait? It's just new suda. You just wash, you just bench, and you just wash your mouth out, and then already you can eat milchiks. But Minig, we wait 6 hours. So the Svardim wait 6 hours, Midin. Ashkenazim, we wait 6 hours, Minig. Now, I have to explain, don't get confused. You take the words of Minig and you switch them around, you get Gehenna. And I'll tell you why. Minig is very, very strong, Rabbi Yisai. Minig said the Chassam Sofer, the Ramah just did us not tell you this. The Ramah just made this halacha of waiting 6 hours into a teraisa. Why? The Svardim, it's Darabonim. It's Darabonim. They were marching you, they're afraid. If we're going to let you eat inflations, and then afterward milk, he'll come to eat them together, fine. But the Ashkenazim, it just became teraisa. You know why? Because a minig is like a neder. And I'll teach you this. It's like a neder. It's something that the Yidin, when you become bar mitzvah, it's like you're makabel on yourself, whether you like it or not. But you're being makabel on yourself. You have no choice. And it's a neder. Ooh, if that's a neder, it's like a teraisa. So it's much worse. Okay. But, and this is the big but. But because it's a minig, so now we have leeway to say that if it's a minig, maybe not in every situation were we noyeg this halacha. Meaning if it's a drabanan, it's a 6 hours, that was a takana drabanan, they came along and said, 6 hours, you have to wait and come out, right? Mashenkin, if it's a minig, it's just, we accepted on ourselves that we will wait 6 hours. But let's say there's extenuating circumstances, now we have to know that maybe, perhaps, they would never set the minig in this circumstance. And I'll give you examples to bring out the point. Just a mashal. What happens? You have a chaylus at the Goyin Chasim Sefer, brought in Pesach Tshuva. Over here, you're a day, it's in the Beit Hes. You have a person, he's a chaylus. He's talking about some extreme heartburn matzah. The guy's mamish chaylus. He's suffering from the heartburn terribly. Right? You know, nowadays, he's got all these different medicines, but in those days, what was the only eitzah? Milk. That was the milk. That was the eitzah. So he's suffering. Says the Chasim Sefer, since it's a minig, it's not lashon the Chasim Sefer. Since it's a minig, so we were not knowing that this person should have to suffer. So the Chasim Sefer seems to be makel. He's makel only after an hour, it seems to be. He says, you have to, the sheet is of the Rishayim that said it had to be at least waiting an hour. I mean, the Zayar. He's also, it has to be an hour. It has to be an hour, you wait an hour, but I'll and you wash your mouth out, and then you clean and whatever. But once he did that, so then you can eat the milk. You know, this is the guy by side. A little bit closer to home. Sometimes you have a lady, she's a menekes, she's nursing, and she has that milk because she needs, that's what they say, that the milk causes milk, and does. Sometimes she needs the milk. And if she's a menekes, there are poiskim, many poiskim for that matter, that are makel. Some poiskim are makel only after an hour has gone by, and some poiskim, now she doesn't need it. Or if she knows she's going to put herself into that situation that we're not talking about. But a lady who's a menekes, and you know, if she doesn't have the milk, she's not going to have milk. So then there's a mocking for a kula, because why? For Svardim, I don't know. for Sfardim, I don't know. I once asked this question to Rabbi Tzion Abba Shoyl, Zeichel Tzadik Lebrocha. I once asked him this question. Rabbi Tzion Abba Shoyl said to me, maybe for the Ashkenazim, but I don't know for the Sfardim. I don't know for the Sfardim. Because by us it's a din. Chazal made a din for Rabbana. She's suffering, she's a chayla, maybe we could talk, you know. But it's time Allah, you know, Menekas should be made, by them it's a din. By us it's a mimic. So you could say maybe we weren't Noyeg in this situation, Kimfur, in the Chasim Sefer. They weren't Noyeg in a situation where there was a big fire. I'll give you another example. One time I got a phone call. Wow, it was a Sakonis Nefashis mom. But he called me up. It's a man, Shalop Koch Nefesh. He tells me, Rebbe, it's a Shalop Koch Nefesh. What's a Shalop Koch Nefesh? He tells me, you don't understand. He says, his wife, she's Mubarak, she's expecting, and she gets upset craving, right? And she has to have ice cream. I say, the man, she has to have ice cream. So I said, what's the Koch Nefesh? He says, no, not her, me, right? If I don't get that, I say, mom, she's running after him. She's running after him with an ice cream scooper, right? She's running after him. Doesn't what I do, Rebbe, what I do, she's slay shakes, right? I thought, no. This is Makkah. She has a craving. Chazal tell us, as a craving sometimes on Yom Kippur. Chazal tell you can be mad to even Yom Kippur. I'm not saying we have to talk to Azam Adrega's craving. But the concept of Boisai, again, not that a person should go home and say to his wife who's expecting, that's it, you don't have to wait 6 hours and those are saying. But if there's a big Sairech, so for the Ashkenazim, Malko Panim, there's a Makkah, Lahakok, and the Brewer in the Paiskin. No? Let me get invited to Boisai. 6 hours, what are the halachas? How long is it? Is it 6 hours? Is it 6 hours? You know, we have all these things. People, some say five and a half, 5:45. What's all this? For the Sfardim, there's nothing to discuss. Because it's a din of Shulchan Aruch Lashon is 6 hours. V'chadesh for the Sfardim, he says, nothing to discuss. 6 hours. That's what it's a din. It's a din of Rabbanan. And by us, the Ashkenazim, says, you look in the Rambam already, and he says, Kishay Shoyes. But I have 26 Rambams that say Kir, and it means, yeah. So I don't like that deal so much. But Al Kapanim, you know, the Miri, he says 5 or 6 hours. 5 or 6 hours. But you know what? Nobody brings that 5 hours lalacha. So, but you know what? If you have a, so I'm coming now very strong. What's this business? 6 hours. And again, the 3 hour guys we can't talk about right now. We'll talk about them a different time, Bezer Hashem. But 6 hours, if you hold 6 hours, so shouldn't it be obvious it's 6 hours? Once, some people tell me they wait 5 and a half, 5 in a minute. So now should I explain it to you? It's very simple. Since by us, the Ashkenazim, what's this whole halacha that we wait 6 hours in the first place? Right? This is something we're callous. Rabbi Callous can't get involved in this shaiva. Because the whole reason we wait 6 hours is why? Because I must have the minig is you wait 6 hours. So if you come from a shtat, I don't know where you come from, but if you come from a shtat and your father and his zaydis and the zaydis and they tell you that we waited 5 and a half, but they tell you we waited 5 in a minute, or we waited as a, so then you can accept it because you were naig this oifin. That's how you were naig this halacha. If you're a Sephardi nature, I would be nervous. I don't know. Shulchan Aruch says 6 hours and it's a takanah for a bolan. 6 hours. They can start with the minhagim. If you have a minig that you wait 5 and a half, that you have a minig. Don't even tell us, not you're hungry, everybody said. Let me say, a minig doesn't mean I'm hungry. I want milchus. That's not a minig. A minig means that the zaydis of the zaygetim, and the zaydis, and if you don't know, and once you ask this question of the ash, what you don't know, Kavisayim Chad the Rambam, the Rambam's Kishay Shoyas, the Miri, 5 hours, eh? Yashi says, you don't have a minute? It's another 6 hours. What's the shayla b'cha? I know some interesting people. They don't have a minute, so they say, I hold three. I once heard from Rav Yashi, the interesting psak. I told over a psak, and I got a different, I don't know, Rav Shach, it's Yadua. He told the Yekis in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to change your minute. That's what I told the Yekis, 3 hours you come to Eretz Yisrael. Let me explain. In Eretz Yisrael, there's not such a strong Yekisha community. I know I'm going to maybe, this Yekis here, I might get in trouble. But there's not such a strong Yekisha community in Eretz Yisrael. That's a Matzis, right? You don't see too many kids walking around wearing talis. You know, it's hard to mesh about Ashkenazim. So you would think, L'chaira, they're coming to the minig of Eretz Yisrael. They wait how many hours? 6 hours. So that's the halacha of Mokim Shenogu. You have to stel suit to that minig. If Shach says, no, they don't have to change their minig. 3 hours is such a strong minig that everyone understands. You don't have to change your minig. I say, I ask this question to Rabbi. I'm afraid to say it. Rabbi, I can get, they can start throwing things. But I'm strong. I'm not. But I want to ask this question to Rabbi Yashin. Rabbi Yashin told me, I yake that comes to live. He comes to live. He comes to a mountain. He comes to live in Eretz. I'm afraid to say this. So he comes to say. He comes to live in Eretz Yisrael. He comes to live in Eretz Yisrael. He has to change his minig to 6 hours. Maybe take a mice, no? A chiddush. But why? Because he's going to a mokim shenagi. You can imagine why I was scared to say that. I yakim, I'm very scared. Okay. I got my 2 boys over here. Come on. My good 2 boys. Okay. I'll go punt. But that's 3 hours, 6 hours, whatever you wait. But as long as it's a minute, you should buy your boy's time. Let's go weiter, boy's time. Weiter. Mm-hmm. Ah. Now, basically, there's a lot of halachas involved. You know, I just give you a dogma. If you taste Erev Shabbos, the balabuster, she doesn't, if she takes the challen potato and she brushes, she eats a potato. She eats a potato, even though it's not meat. It's a potato that was in the challen. She's fleshix. She has to wait those 6 hours. But let's say she just puts it in her mouth to see, does it require salt? You know, such a thing that's even shalot, you need a bracha. We suggest make a bracha on something else and don't get involved in the shalot. But she just takes that potato or that soup, she just touches it to her tongue just to see, does it require salt? So this, Rav Shlomo Kluger, is meiko. You don't have to wait afterward 6 hours and she can have her coffee now. That's the halacha. The maisa. Oh, that's the halacha. Legabe. Okay. We'll go the other way now. Uwah. A boysai. Ichab kasha. You know, the malacha ashores. You think to yourself, the halacha of milk to fleishiks. We discussed till now the halacha of fleishiks to milks. We discussed that. Now we're going to talk to milk with the fleishiks. I see these halachas. You know, people, I don't know why, they're not so careful with this. You know, there's a Shulchan Aruch about these things, you have to wash out your mouth. That's the whole shaila with what you wash out your mouth. You gotta wash out your mouth, you gotta take a liquid and a solid and thus, at least a component of the brushing the teeth. The place can say, or Chaim Kanievsky once spoke to shaila with him, said that's okay if you brush your teeth, also fine. But if your teeth are clean, your hands have to be clean, even if you use a fork, some place can my mouth commit to wash. But come on, you know, the teeth have to be clean between milk and the flesh. It says, hey, the mouth has to be clean. Some people, they're not so mad about this. So I want to add this little chizik. Should I tell you the chizik on this? The chizik is that says the Chassam Sofer. Ah, the Josh is the Chassam Sofer. This is a nifl and tikkazach. Chassam Sofer says, do you know why the Malacha Asharis, you know why they didn't get the Torah? Why didn't they get the Torah? So Moshe Rabbeinu, that's my boy gets over there in Shemayim. They come, we want the Torah! What's going on? So Josh Boko says, Moshe, you answer them. So Moshe says, what do you mean? When you went down to earth, but Avraham Avinu, you already were right from the halacha. You ate milchiks and fleishiks. That's what it says over there. Oh, we spoke a little bit of Teretz before. But you ate. It says over there, they had the butter, and they had the, and then they had the tongue after. They had milk first, and then they had fleishiks. What do you want from them? They don't have to wait 6 hours. What do you want? You ready for this? Yeah, but they didn't wash out their mouth. The Malachi Asharis didn't get the Torah Kedosha because of the fact that they didn't wash out their mouth between milchiks and fleishiks. Now you understand what it is? Between milchiks and fleishiks, very serious. You gotta be woo-hoo. So there's some people, they have a minute, they wait a chatzi shah. They wait a half an hour. There's a minute over here in America. A lot of people have this minute.
20 minutes. Yeah.
20 minutes. Some people have a minute. Half an hour. This. So I tell you, the din in Shulchan Aruch is that you wash out your mouth, you wash your hands. That's the din in Shulchan Aruch. You have to wash out your mouth, you have to wash your hands, whatever, make sure you don't have grease, and then you'll let eat fleishiks. That's the din in Shulchan Aruch. And so much so, the Mishnah Berurah holds of this din, that in Shulchan Aruch, I told you, we have gems from the Mishnah Berurah, just at the Chaktan. And it's in Tov Tzadi Dali, where over there he's talking about halachas of Shavuos. But he had a chance, Mishnah Berurah got a chance, to throw in something in Yeridaya. So he said, ah, now's my chance. Shavuos comes, you want to have milchiks, you want to have fleishiks, okay? No. So what do? So I want to explain to you the problem. The problem is that we want to have shtei alechem. That we have in Shavuos. But how's it going to be a dogma if I just have one suit over here and another suit over there? You have to have the bread in the same meal, otherwise you won't. But you got a problem, because this is another din rabbanan. Shavuos throws everything in here. There's a problem. You're not allowed to have bread that was at a fleishika meal or a milchika meal. You're not allowed to have that bread with the opposite suda. You know why? Because that bread you're not careful with. And you're going to come to eat that bread and you're going to cut it. We had milk on it. You had your fingers on it and this. And you'll come to eat with meat. So you're not allowed to use that bread that was at the table. So says the Mishnah Berurah, you know what the eitz is? The eitz is, take a loaf of bread, fleishiks, eat it, eat your meal, whatever, excuse me, milchiks, eat your cheesecake, eat your meal, but now you're going to have no choice but to bring another bread when you're going to want to change in the middle of this meal to go over the fleishiks. Why? Because you're not allowed to use the bread that was at the milchik part for the fleishik part. So now, seven should go good. But the Mishnah Berurah didn't mention anything over here. He said, you got to wash your mouth out in between, and you got to bring another bread. That we know. You know, and it's, you know, that's simple. But why does it, Mishnah Berurah doesn't say anything, you know, you have to bench. He doesn't say you have to bench. Because the Mishnah Berurah, the din alacha kopalim, the din, it's enough between milchiks and fleishiks to just wash out your mouth, wash your hands, and bring a different loaf of bread midina. Now, you have to know, this is where minik steps in. Some people have a minik, the zoya brings down already, the goyim brings down on the page, there is a minik, some people wait an hour, Some people say that when it says chadashayt in the zayir, it doesn't mean you have to wait an hour. It means you can't have it in the same meal. So it can't be together. Some poiskim, the chassidish poiskim very machmanis. Ari poiskim very machmanis. They hold you have to bench in between. You can't have in the same meal milchiks and vleishiks. You just can't have it together. Even though it's milk to meat. Mishnah Berurah just tells us that midina, if you don't have a minig, so then the Mishnah Berurah is telling us that midina smukta, you can go from milk to meat, as long as you washed out your mouth in the same meal. As long as it's not the same bread, Rabbi Yisai. And even if you didn't bench, however, if a person has a minig, some people have a minig, they wait a half an hour. Some people have a minig, they don't have it unless they bench in between, and they split it up in between. That's halach. Rabbi Yisai, just one mention, one for mentioning about the bread. The Goyim of Moshe, he says, but let's say you have a loaf. You know, you have the challah, you cut on the Shabbos table, and then you have a part of the bread, like a loaf that you cut separate. And you didn't have it on the table. It's not the sliced bread that, you know, we have to worry the person puts his hand in and deciding not on that piece and his hand was greasy. But it's a loaf, you know, you sliced up a couple of pieces, you put it inside the pot, you put it inside the bag, and now on the side you have that piece of bread that wasn't touched. Now, let me explain it by saying, if when he's cutting it, he's going to cut it again, he takes his flesh again, it was on the table during the meal, so he took his hand, he put it back on. But let's say you cut up a few pieces, and then you took that loaf and you brought it off the table. So then Ramesh said that bread you're not allowed to use during a milchik meal. However, if you don't know and you're not sure, then you wouldn't be allowed to use that during a milchik meal. I want to just mention a few more drabbanim that I said. There's so much to do, but what can we do? Just what we can cover. In Siman Sadi Hey, Siman Sadi Hey, Vav. In Siman Sadi Hey, Vav, it talks about our fridges. I don't know. I have a problem with our fridges. You go into, I don't know. Rabbi said, you know, and as he tells Mamash Pap, you have milk in a bag. I was telling you guys before, he didn't believe me. You have milk in a bag. Yeah, that milk in a bag is, its spout is open, right? And this, you know, you put it in there. Underneath is a challenge. On the other side is a chayes, a chicken. And there's milk in a bag open up to be able to spill over. I don't know. Shulchan Aruch and Siman Sadi Hey Sivav, your mom brings down the halacha, yesh li zayir. You can't have open milk. He says in a teva echas. You know what it says? Let me translate this in English. You can't have yesh li zayir, that you shouldn't have milk, and open meat in the same fridge. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. So what do you do? You got to work on that. You have to make sure they're closed. Matoy vayid, that he can put it on separate shelves, the gamre, this side, this halavai by me. But something, for sure, that it can't be open. An open bag of milk, it can't be. You can have an open bag of milk, maybe in the side of the door of the fridge or something. Again, you guys have to have your own examples of open chicken soups and things that can spill. And you can spill, it can go over. This is halach and shulchan aruch, and siman sadi hey. And see, Bob, I'll end with one more halacha. We mentioned already about the kants. You're not allowed to make a fleishik of bread. That we didn't mention the other way side. Siman Sadi Zayin, another drabbanim. Chazal said you can't have fleishik of bread. You can't have milchik of bread. You know why? Because if you can have fleishik of bread, so Chazal said, I don't know, because bread looks powder. Every time you see bread, you don't know it's fleishik. And you'll come to eat it with milchik. I can tell you one case, Rabbi Yisai, a cooler. Everything else maybe a nachna. I can tell you one cooler, Rabbi Yisai. What happens if I'm eating that fleishik of... I'll give you an example. I'm making milchika rogalach. Milchika rogalach. So the place can say, since the milchika rogalach, it's not a derech for a person to eat a rogalach with the meat. Nobody eats meat and rogalach together. What would you do? You'll have meat, and then afterward, you might come to have those rogalach. Here, Chazal didn't goizer on those rogalach. Because what's the problem? That I might eat those ragalach. I'll never eat a ragalach together with the meat. Chazal were only concerned that you'll make a milchik of bread, that you'll eat it together with the meat. But if the concern is that what? You might come to eat that ragalach after a meat meal, since it's already exera, Chazal didn't go so far in asa. But I tell you a case for Snegeya. If you make a fleishik of ragalach, I don't know, you like schmaltz in your ragalach, yeah? So that ragalach, you might come to dip in your coffee. Yeah, that's a normal thing for a person to take a chocolate ragalach and dip in his coffee. So that case, the taka have to be machmir.